Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kneyer, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, my guest is Chrissy Pullman. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, Carol. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. And this is the first time Chrissy is on the show because she is coming from the Penn State Extension office, and she is celebrating her 1 year anniversary in this position, right? With Penn State.
I am. Yeah. As of January 11th.
Right. And so I invited Chrissy on the show today because she's going to talk about this really awesome program through the Prosper program called Strengthening Family Program. And again, I'm not doing it justice by telling the names of all of that stuff. So that's where you come in, Chrissy. So welcome. And if you want to share a little bit about yourself and your role with Penn State Extension and the Prosper program.
Sure. Thanks, Carol. So as Carol mentioned, my name is Chrissy Pullman. I work at Penn State Extension with the Wayne County office. I am an extension educator, and I fall under the Food, Families, and Health unit, and that's where Prosper comes in. So I'm very happy to be working in Wayne County. Everyone has been so wonderful so far. So I'm very excited to tell you about the Strengthening Families program that we offer today. So I'll pass it over to you, Carol.
Yeah, great. I've been involved with Prosper and, with the meetings as community health here at Way Memorial Hospital. It's been amazing to see this program prosper and grow. And so you oversee the program now in Wayne County. So tell us a little bit about the Strengthening Family Program. We're here to promote it. We want more families to be involved in this program. So tell us about that.
Sure. So the Strengthening Families Program, it's abbreviated. It stands for, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about PROSPER first before I get into SFP, if that's okay.
Sure.
So PROSPER actually stands for Promoting School Community University Partnerships to Enhance Resilience, which is a mouthful. But PROSPER really is a model for supporting evidence-based prevention programs for youth and families. And as you mentioned, we are made up of a community team, and it's led by the Penn State Extension. We have school district personnel that we bring in, community members, also parents and youth that have been involved in the past. Our goal is really to strengthen families and prevent youth substance abuse and other problem behaviors. And our programs have shown a number of positive outcomes for youth, including higher academic performance, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and lower levels of alcohol and substance use. So then one of the programs that falls under PROSPER then is Strengthening Families. And that's a free program. It's offered during after-school hours for families, and they have to have youth ages 10 to 14. It's designed to help those youth transition into the teen years successfully, while also we work on making families stronger. I could give you a little bit about the program. The program includes 7 weekly two-hour sessions with families. They attend once per week, and the parents and youth meet separately for the first hour, and then they spend the second hour together. It's really a very special bonding time for families.
Right. And I know we're going to talk about, some of your success stories and the results of the program. So you were talking about the different ages and groups. So, it's really for any family out there that want to strengthen their bond, correct?
It is. SFP for sure. It's open to all families. And they just need to have those youth ages 10 to 14. We welcome single parents, two parents, grandparents, foster parents, any significant adult really in that child's life is welcome to come. And then when we start our programming, the entire family is encouraged to attend. We do offer child care for those younger siblings, and we also provide a free family meal to everyone in attendance.
Right. And there's also sometimes giveaways too to the families that attend, correct?
Yes, we do. We provide we give out prizes for attendance, and then we just lots of giveaways throughout it, just to encourage those, you know, to come. And they, lots of family games we give away to then encourage families to participate in some of the things we do together at home.
Right. And I think, you know, yes, giveaways are nice, but I think the most important thing is the value, the information, the knowledge, the tools and the skills that you help bring to these families to help teach them, you know, good communication skills, which are so important in this day and age. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes, very, very important. So in this program, we give youth the skills to be able to resist negative peer pressure, to avoid becoming involved in risky behaviors, while providing strategies too to help the parents manage and monitor their youth throughout their teen years. So I could give you an example of some of the things we do during the sessions, the seven sessions. Some of the things that the youth learn and practice include how to handle peer pressure, dealing with stress, choosing good friends, setting positive future goals. And then the parents also learn and practice things as well, such as how to set house rules, using love and limits, encouraging good behavior, and things like to help protect their children against substance abuse. And like you said, the best part of all of this is that it's a nice family time. They're having lots of fun together, playing games, and it just creates long-lasting memories for the entire family.
Right. And long-lasting bonds among the, you know, the, their family themselves, as well as other families that join the program, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, we're able to recruit more families from the word of mouth. Those families that come into the program, they really have an amazing time while they're there. And I could tell you that one family that has participated in our program twice now, they did both our in-person and they participated virtually in our program. And they refer to our program as a toolbox of resources. And it, they say it's proven very beneficial to their family. And additionally, research does show that the PROSPER programs have a positive effect in reducing adolescent substance use, including the use of tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana. So it does work.
And right. I will definitely agree with you. The PROSPER / Strengthening Family Program does work to help, you know, prevent our youths getting involved in risky behaviors. I mean, that's why you do the program, because everything you teach, all the tools you use are all evidence-based, which is so important. This is a program that has been researched and developed and continues to improve every single time you do it, correct?
Yes, yes. The research does show it works. So we are very happy to be able to offer it here in Wayne County. We just wrapped up our fall session and we're looking forward to beginning our spring session.
Right. So speaking of spring, which is hopefully right around the corner, right? Could you tell us about the upcoming program? So, you know, so it's through the school districts, right? So if you mentioned the school districts and, you know, what the plan, if it's going to be in person or virtual, can you give us some information on that?
Sure. So we will be offering Strengthening Families in all Wayne County school districts. We do it at least twice per year. It's typically delivered in person at the schools. However, due to the rise in the COVID cases, we are going to offer it at Western Wayne and Wayne Highlands in a virtual platform. So it will begin on February 15th and it will end on March 30th. It will be offered on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. What will happen is the youth come in first on the Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7. And on Wednesday evenings, the parents or caregivers will meet from 6 to 7 and then followed by the parent and youth together from 7 to 8. And we do provide a family meal will be offered on the Wednesday evenings because of the 6 to 8 timeframe. So the only thing that families need to be able to join is phone or computer with internet capability. And right. You can also, yep. So as long as they have that, they're able to attend our virtual sessions for the 7 weeks. And then also I could share with you Wampulpeck area, they're going to hold off until March 9th, and they will be offering the program in person at their middle school on Wednesday evenings.
Right. So, you know, what if, you know, if we have parents listening out there or guardians or even grandparents, because we see grandparents now raising, you know, their grandchildren or even other family members, they can join this program. And usually you talk to about ages from 10 to 14. We see that mostly in grades 5 and 6. Is that kind of the age group that
sixth graders usually is the target group? Yep.
Right.
If we have, even we've had before a fourth grader that falls into that age range that'll come in, or even a seventh grader.
Right.
So if you're interested, I'd say, you know, get in touch with me, get in touch with your school principal. I could give you.
Right. So that was my next question that I was going to ask you for contact information. You know, since it's going to be, you know, available through each of the school districts, can they call them? Can they call you? How would they go about that?
Yes. So the best thing to do would be to reach out to the school principal. If that's easiest for you to do, just let them know that you're interested. They have all the information. But you can also reach out to me, and I could be reached at the Wayne County Penn State Extension office, or you could call me at 570-616-0878. Also by email, if that works for you, it's CAP5695@psu.edu. We also did distribute flyers at all of the schools, so you could look for your children to bring those home, or inquire about the flyers at the school. And you're just encouraged to reach out as soon as possible to secure your spot in the upcoming program.
Right. Because I know, like, even the schools posted on their website also, yes. Right? So they can get that information and their contact information on the website.
They do.
Right. And then also, but space is limited, right? So we want people to call soon to get on that list.
Yes, it is. We do ask you to reach out as soon as possible, because yes, Carol's correct. It is limited. So as soon as the sooner you get on, the better.
Right. So again, you know, for those of you that may just be joining us, I have Chrissy Pullman from Penn State Extension. She's from Prosper and talking about the Strengthening Families Program, correct?
Yes. The Strengthening Families Program is an awesome program. We encourage you to get in touch. If you have children between the ages of 10 to 14, we offer it at all three schools, Western Wayne, Wayne Highlands, and Wampulpeck area. And you can reach out to me or your school principal for more information.
Great. You know, I think the information that you shared today is so important. You know, it is a time commitment, but what better way to, you know, increase your family strength by participating in this program? I think it's really, really awesome. My kids are older now, but this would be something that I would definitely participate if my kids were in this age group.
Yes, I'm actually will be participating with my children when we go to in-person. So they're looking forward to it because they're in that middle school age range. But just from speaking with families that have gone through the program, it's really a huge benefit to the family and something that, you know, you won't forget, and you'll be able to carry those skills with you up into your adulthood, your children. So it's great.
Right. Well, Chrissy, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. The information that you provided, I think, will be very beneficial. And I really do hope we get the maximum families registered for this coming round, because this is a yearly program in the spring and the fall that you provide. So if you miss out, that, you know, there's others, but we want to get people in starting our February program.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Carol, for this. And I hope to hear from the parents out there.
I hope so too. And again, thank you. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you do have any questions on today's show, you're always welcome to give me a call at 570 253-8422. And I will definitely steer you in the right direction. Again, I want to thank you for listening and have a great day and be safe.